United States.
Campaign calculus. Post-debate bounce. Now you see it. The impact of Kamala Harris's debate win is showing in the polls.
Like bird watchers with binoculars, observers of America's presidential race have had their eyes trained on the opinion polls to see whether they can spot a post-debate bounce for either candidate. Now they can. According to The Economist's poll tracker, Kamala Harris's nationwide lead over Donald Trump has widened to 4.5 percentage points from 3.8 points on September the 10th, the day of their debate. A 0.7-point improvement is small but potentially significant and gives Ms. Harris her biggest lead yet in our tracker. Contrary to Mr. Trump's claims, Ms. Harris clearly won the debate. Several surveys have confirmed what CNN's flash poll suggested on the night, that a large majority of Americans thought Ms. Harris bested Mr. Trump, who repeatedly waded into the traps his rival laid for him and came across as angry and rambling. A YouGov poll reported that 55% of debate watchers thought Ms. Harris won against 25% for Mr. Trump. ABC scored it 58% to 36% for Ms. Harris. A good night for the Democrat was capped by an endorsement from Taylor Swift. The Harris campaign got an immediate financial boost, reporting that it raised fully $47 million in the 24 hours after the debate. Will a debate victory have a real impact on the race? History suggests presidential jousts rarely make a difference. But President Joe Biden's catastrophic performance against Mr. Trump on June 27th was a game-changer, and this time the novelty of Ms. Harris's candidacy meant that Americans were paying attention. Some 67 million of them tuned in, 16 million more than watched the Trump-Biden showdown. It takes a while for new polls to show whether the debate moved the needle on polling averages. The needle has now budged. The true picture may be even rosier for Ms. Harris than aggregated scores suggest, since her bounce is still held down by pre-debate polling. Some of the latest surveys are striking. Morning Consult shows Ms. Harris leading nationwide among likely voters by 6 points, compared with 3 before the debate. The Economist YouGov shows Ms. Harris improving by 4 points, while Mr. Trump remains steady. Of 12 fully pre- and post-polls, Ms. Harris improved her share by 1.2 points on average, and Mr. Trump has worsened by 0.3 points. So the margin has moved by 1.5 points in Ms. Harris's direction. Voters' views of Ms. Harris have kept improving. Before Mr. Biden dropped out, her net favorability rating was a dismal minus 17 points. This week, according to 538's poll aggregator, positive views of her equaled negative ones for the first time since mid-2021. Mr. Trump is at minus 10. The good post-debate news for Ms. Harris comes with 2 caveats, however. One is that it is not the popular vote that determines who wins, but the Electoral College, where the outcome will hinge on a handful of swing states. State-level polling, since the debate is still scarce, and the results so far have been more mixed. The race remains extremely close. Even so, overall, the polling shifts have been enough to nudge our election forecast model a few notches in Ms. Harris's favour. The model now gives her a 57% chance of winning, her highest yet, against 43% for Mr. Trump, compared with a 53-47 edge on September the 10th. Broadly speaking, whereas before the debate the model pointed to a toss-up, now it gives Ms. Harris a nearly 3-in-5 chance of victory. The second caveat is that a lot could still change. The latest polls were conducted before the apparent assassination attempt on Mr. Trump in Florida on September the 15th. Since June, the contest has been full of big surprises. They surely won't be the last.